The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
We just played Rihanna, and she was thanked by New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo for helping out by donating personal protective equipment. She previously donated $5 million to organizations that are on the front lines, not only in the U.S., but the Caribbean and Africa. We talked about it earlier in the week. She has her own nonprofit relief agency, and that's how she had a lot of this protective gear already. Another actor has died from the coronavirus. You might not know his name, Mark Bloom. He was a character actor. He was in Desperately Seeking Susan with Madonna and Rosanna Arquette. He was also in Crocodile Dundee, but played some characters on The Blacklist, The Sopranos, and Roxanne. So Madonna issued a tribute to him yesterday. Mariska Hargitay and Ice-T also pay tribute to a 45-year-old SVU crew member who died after contracting the coronavirus. We talked yesterday about Evangeline Lilly from Lost, I think best known from her role in Lost, who originally said she was not going to quarantine. She, by the way, lives with her dad, who has stage 4 cancer. Well, she posted yesterday, after all of this blowback from her comments, she said she's been quarantining and social distancing despite intense trepidation over the socioeconomic and political repercussions of this course of action.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So kind of a half-hearted apology.
Yeah, and I think we all understand that, but if we all hunker down and do this together at the same time, this will take less time, and especially since her dad is one of the most vulnerable and is immunocompromised.
Yeah, and with all due respect, she's got that Marvel money. Like, her whole, the socioeconomic, take it easy.
Yeah. Bruno Mars has been doing shows at the MGM in Las Vegas since 2016, and he's pledging $1 million to assist MGM employees who've been affected by COVID-19. I know. Ralph Lauren donating $10 million toward coronavirus relief efforts. And Gloria Estefan and her husband Emilio own some restaurants and hotels in Florida. Their employees are out of work right now, so they are working on getting 300 of them temporary jobs at CVS.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Gloria and Emilio cut some CVS deal. I don't know how that works. And some other celebrities / athletes. Drew Brees from the New Orleans Saints giving $5 million to Louisiana, which is being hit really hard right now. They say this is what we're seeing right now is the fallout from Mardi Gras.
Yeah, it's interesting. I had a meeting a week and a half ago with a lady who was in New Orleans for Mardi Gras. Her son and daughter-in-law lived there, and she said at the time, she said it was Mardi Gras, and that's just going to blow up. And she was right. That's exactly what's happening.
Well, and think about how long ago Mardi Gras feels. It feels like it was eons ago, and we're seeing that right now. So we've only just begun to do tests. So, you're not going to see what's happening today, contacts today, for another 2 to 3 weeks. It's just, it's scary. And Roger Federer is donating $1 million to families affected in Switzerland. That is where he's from. Also, Britney Spears. I was a little worried about Britney Spears yesterday. Because she made a comment that she had run faster than Usain Bolt. she said she broke Usain Bolt's 100 meter dash record. His record is 9.58 seconds, and she said she ran it in 5.97 seconds.
What?
And I think if people didn't dig too deeply into it, they're like, oh my gosh, all right, someone's got to intervene. Something's going on with Britney.
Right.
But if you remember, she broke her foot about a month ago. Did you see that video? She was doing dance moves and she was recording herself. And you can hear the bone in her foot snap. Ah. It's so loud. It was insane. She said it was a joke. She said, obviously, I was joking about running the 100-meter dash. But you better believe I'm coming for the world record. I mean, I think she was just playing around. She has a broken foot. She's not even hobbling, much less running. It looks like WrestleMania. WWE is still going on. They're like pre-taping matches.
But without an audience, I'm sure.
Yeah, and without some people. So WWE, Roman Reigns, because of battling leukemia, is immunocompromised. So he says he's dropped out of the whole thing.
Mm. He's a big one too, right?
Yeah.
Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is going to be one guy now.
Right.
You know?
Like ghost wrestling?
Yes.
They do it over Zoom.
Carson Daly.
They're in their pajamas.
Carson Daly and his wife welcomed their fourth child. Oh, so wow. Congrats to him. I know there have been lots of memes going around saying like, oh, with everyone quarantined inside, we're going to see a baby boom in 9 months. Well, one of my friends shared something with me yesterday and she said, the only baby boom we're going to see is all firstborn children. Because all my friends are texting back and forth, why did I have so many kids? This is no, like, this homeschooling is no joke. So that's Entertainment Schmig. More at 840, more online at y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand with the latest on traffic.
All right, the latest.
Y98, it is the Wake Up with Jen and Tim, and it's time now for celebrity birthdays. We realized, as we've been doing these later in the show at about 8:55, on Fridays, we never get to talk about the weekend birthdays. So now, these are people who were born today, March 27th. She's now, I guess, dating Channing Tatum. How old is singer Jessie J?
It's not about the money, money, money.
She's younger than Channing Tatum.
33? I don't think so. What'd you say?
33?
I say 39.
I'm going to go right in the middle and not say 300 million. 36.
32.
Ah.
Oh. All right. She's had hits like My Humps, London Bridge, and Glamorous. How old is Fergie?
And I'm going to miss you like a child misses that blanket. I've got to get a move.
You know, she was on Kids Incorporated back in the day.
That's Kids, right.
With Martika.
D.S.
Kids Incorporated. And I think we're the same age, so I'm going to say 45.
You are correct.
Ooh.
Fergie is 45.
Wow. Yep. Jen's on fire today. Yeah.
We actually mentioned this guy earlier this morning because his film Pulp Fiction did not win an Oscar. It lost to Forrest Gump. So how old is director Quentin Tarantino?
Before I did Reservoir Dogs, I had a very unsuccessful acting career. One of the jobs I did get, and not because I did a wonderful audition, but simply because they sent my picture in and they said he's got it, was for an Elvis impersonator on The Golden Girls.
59.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. 58.
57.
57 is correct.
Wow.
Yeah, he just had
Lance
a baby,
got
too.
Hot now.
Nice.
And finally, she just wants some hot tea, and she can hit just about every hot note there is. How old is the one and only Mariah Carey?
Than I've ever been loved.
50 yet? I'm going to say 49.
I'm going to say, that's tough. 52?
47.
No, it's a big one for her today. She turns the big 5-0.
Whoa. Yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah. You know she's having a tough time with that one. Yeah.
So those are your celebrity birthdays for the day. And then in about 2 hours, we'll have your celebrity birthdays for the weekend. And there's some good ones, one of which Tim teased earlier this week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Okay, so celebrities talking about their quarantining, and this headline just made me laugh. Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes teach each other new skills in quarantine. Yeah, I bet they are. Skills all day. She said that she is teaching him Spanish. And he is teaching her guitar lessons.
Mm.
Hmm. So there you go.
I was hoping it'd be Canadian. He's fluent, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm. Also, we talked earlier this morning about our love of the Tiger King. I mean, if you have not watched Tiger King on Netflix yet, it's just gold. Tim got hooked.
Do your impression real quick, would you, Jen?
Of Joe Exotic?
Yes, please.
I don't really have one. Do you?
Okay. Not as strong as yours.
I don't have one.
Okay.
Have I done one?
Yeah. I don't know. I was hoping you could do one.
I don't know.
These animals are the only family I've got.
So great.
Pretty good, right?
Yes, it's great.
And if Carol down in Florida thinks she's going to shut me down, this is the only family I have.
Oh, Carol. 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 Don't even get me started. Dax Shepard tweeted that for the eventual biopic, he wants to play Joe Exotic. And he photoshopped his face onto a picture of Joe Exotic next to a tiger. And I swear to God, I thought it was... Like, I had to do a double take. I was like, wow, that Joe Exotic looks a lot like Dax Shepard. Wait a minute. Photoshop.
Dax Shepard, I've decided, still has to sit out another year after Chips. He wrote, directed, and starred in it, and it was a bomb.
By the way, you can watch Chips on the Roku channel.
Of course you can.
You've said all you need to say about the Roku channel.
I know. I've been arguing with Kevin in the about the Roku channel all week, and I rest my case.
It's where bad TV and movies go.
Oh, gosh. Lance talked earlier
Joe Exotic would have done a better job directing Chips.
Oh, yeah. There would have been some amazing animal stunts in there.
Motorcycles are great, but can we get some cats in here?
You may have... you're going to be so... You've never been so close... to these lions and tigers. You're going to be so close, you might have one pee on you, and that's okay, because we got a gift shop and a t-shirt that says, I've been peed on by a tiger.
Ponch, you look great, but can we get a uniform with some fringe on it?
Okay, maybe you've been binging Disney Plus. So has ESPN. There are no sports, so they're going to start running Disney sports movies. Lance mentioned that earlier in the Sports Chatter. You can get details on the podcast. But watch out. Next Friday, Markle is making her Disney Plus debut. Meghan Markle narrating a movie called Disney Nature's Elephant.
Really?
Yes.
I'm in.
That's next Friday. And of course, Disney Pixar's Onward came out, and I rented it on Amazon last weekend and watched it with the family, but it's out for free, I think, on Disney Plus today. Couldn't wait that extra week. There's a Mad Max Fury Road.
Can you watch Aristocats on there?
No, but you can watch The Lion King, and guess what? I live that every day. I'm surrounded by Simbas.
I didn't love it. could have used more pastels.
Mad Max Fury Road spinoff in the works. And the last one was great. More TV stuff that you can binge watch. Making the Cut, Tim. It's a new fashion competition with Heidi Klum and Tim Gunn on Amazon.
Fashion.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, I know. Disney Plus, the series premiere of Be Our Chef. It's a cooking competition hosted by Angela Kinsey from The Office, who played Angela.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, I should have led with this, third season premiere of Ozark.
Yeah.
You better finish that last Tiger King episode so you can start binging that Ozark.
I gotta finish Tiger King. I'm gonna do some more work on Sopranos, and then I'm gonna go back and watch Ozark before I start the new one.
You're gonna watch the first two seasons again? Again?
Tony Soprano's tough, but if you put him up against a tiger, it wouldn't be a match at all. I'm in that cage every day. Those are my family.
All right. I have not started watching the show, and I fear it's not going to be as good as you guys.
Oh, no. It's, no, so it's great. Better. It's so great.
It's about, I mean, I don't want to spoil stuff for people, but it's incredible.
Okay. Now on to Kevin's favorite, Chrissy Teigen. No, this is amazing. Okay, I think you're going to get behind this, and I think we can turn this into something on the show. Chrissy Teigen is going to do a show on that short form Quibi, where everything's 10 minutes or less. It's called Chrissy's Court, where she's going to take people's disputes and she's going to solve them. So she's already started doing it on Twitter, because as you can imagine, with people living together during this pandemic, they're getting on each other's nerves. So somebody tweeted at Chrissy, my roommate keeps taking FaceTime calls in the kitchen and the living room and makes me meet everyone each time. I'm just trying to make some toast. And Chrissy said, I hate when people do this. Jail time. So text us. Text us with your disputes, maybe with a roommate, maybe with someone in your family, and we will solve them for you next week.
If Chrissy would have stepped in with my issue with Carol Baskin down in Florida, maybe I wouldn't be in jail right now.
If you want to keep with the alliteration thing, we could call it Kevin's Court.
No, I'd rather have Joe Exotic Impersonation Court.
Listen, you know how well Ask Kevin went. Do we really want it to be Kevin's Court?
No.
But text us with your dilemmas, 314-531-9898. Maybe we'll solve a couple. Maybe Joe Exotic will solve a couple before the end of the show.
Guilty.
You can help people right here in St. Louis with disabilities or other challenges get jobs by donating household items or even your old car to Goodwill. Give hope. Give local. Give Goodwill.
Hey, Lance, I doubt there's a ton of traffic out there, so let me do a little crosswalk chatter. Thanks to everyone staying at home, London was finally able to repaint the Abbey Road crosswalk.
Oh, wow.
I thought you would find that interesting.
Have they not painted it for like 50 years, or is that a normal maintenance thing?
I think because it's a tourist attraction, it's hard to shut that road down.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, it's repainted. And just in time for Tim posting his T-shirt problems Abbey Road shirt the other day.
That's
God.
I wonder if they do all the crosswalks on Abbey Road, because it's people don't realize it, but it's a long and winding road.
Oh, and
where
just like
it?
That, we still... Oh,
where is
Kevin?
It? There we go.
Kevin, you're guilty. Lance, how's traffic?
You know, self-quarantining has led to tensions rising over America.
What are you talking about?
Right, exactly right. All right, three...
Y98, it is the Wake Up with Jen and Tim and Kevin and Lance, and it is celebrity birthday time. If you missed us earlier, we do Friday birthdays now at about 6:55, and then we do the birthdays for the weekend about this time, 8:55. So let's start off with a big one tomorrow. How old is Oscar winner for Shallow, Lady Gaga? I want your stupid love, love. I want your stupid love, love.
that funny?
I'm DQ'd because I saw it during Bonafide or Bogus.
Oh, you did? Nora just saw Tim dancing on Zoom, and she thinks it's funny.
I got moves, huh, Nora?
If Lady Gaga were to die today, I don't think her headline would be Oscar winner for Shallow. At least I personally hope not.
I hope not. Yeah, I agree.
But she is 36. Lance?
I'm going to say 33.
34.
Oh, okay.
You've seen him in Swingers. You've seen him in Anchorman, Dodgeball, The Breakup. How old is Vince Vaughn?
You're sitting there wondering, do I have food on my face? Am I eating? Am I talking too much? Are they talking enough? Am I interested? I'm not really interested. Should I play like I'm interested, but I'm not that interested? But I think she might be interested, but do I want to be interested? But now she's not interested. So now all of a sudden I'm starting to get interested.
He's one of my all-time favorites. I mean, he's got to be top five for me. I think he, and he's not a stand-up comic, but I think he's so great. The scene in Swingers where they're in the trailer and he's telling the girl the story about his audition is one of my favorite comedy scenes in my entire life. He's incredible. I think he is 52?
Yeah, I'm thinking. We were at Disney World at the same time. We were at Disney World together.
I met him at the Rams after party when they won the Super Bowl years ago. Yeah. Nicest guy in the world.
Wow.
But guess what ride he was going on at Disneyland where they gave him the escort? Like, he gets to cut the line because he's a celebrity.
Mr. Toad?
Nope. The Winnie the Pooh ride because he was nice. With his, 2-year-old. I think he's 55.
I was thinking 56.
50.
Ooh. Wow. He aged quickly, old Vince Vaughn.
He did. Yes.
Yep. When he
hit
the scene.
That's why I think we all guessed kind of high.
Yeah.
He's a little bit of a shapeshifter at times.
I agree. I would agree with that.
One of the founding members of Monty Python's Flying Circus, how old is Eric Idle?
Is your wife interested in photography? Hey, know what I mean? Know what I mean? Nudge, nudge, know what I mean? Say no more.
Photography?
Yeah. Snack, snack, grin, grin, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
Look, are you trying to insinuate something?
No, 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 no. Yes.
Don't forget about his stint on Suddenly Susan.
Oh, no way, really?
No, I'm going to forget that.
Yeah, didn't he come in at the end? He replaced Judd Nelson.
Oh, he might have. That sounds right. Right.
75.
I'm going to say 80.
78.
77. And finally, Tim actually mentioned this guy earlier this week in Things You Didn't Know. How old is Blues Travelers, John Popper? Tim mentioned it better than me.
Fifty-three
is correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
You win.
I sure do. It feels good. It feels real good. So maybe we'll get some blues traveler. Maybe we'll get some blues traveler in for the Friday free.